more than music, it's more than CD. It's more than radio, and it's more than TV. More than your hip hop, more than your rap, more than your crowds, more than your claps, more than album sales, more than album buys. And if you don't live it, then this album lies. More than savings, direct deposits, more than skeletons hiding in your closets. More than New York, more than the tri-state, more than who I like it, more than who you hate, more than who in jail, more than who got shot, more than my neighborhood, more than your block, more than who drugging, more than who dinner, more than a loser, more than a winner, more than what I do, more than where you work. Sorry, preachers, even more than your church. It's more than me, and it's more than you. More than Jake South, and it's more than Jews. More than Obama, more than Hillary. More than if you really ain't feeling me. More than a butler, more than a maid. More than tomorrow, more than yesterday. More than your big cat suits and ties. More than half truth, more than whole lies. More than who's wrong, more than who's right. More than your kids, more than my wife. More than where I live, more than what I drive. More than what's yours, more than what's mine. More than my hair, more than your clothes. More than my friends, more than your foes. More than my silver, more than your gold. All of this don't add up to your soul.
Welcome to the Soldiers of Christ show. I am your host, Michael Anthony Oliva. There was a funeral this week. Don't get sad. Don't get sad. A mock funeral this week. Pino Pesci is dead. People who know me, leave it at that. Don't call me it. I don't want to hear that name. It is not a name to me no more. My name is Michael Anthony Oliva. First order of business, I would love to pray for Haiti. They need our prayers. Everyone that's listening, whoever's not listening, Haiti, you're in our prayers. God will rise you up. The Holy Spirit will guide you through this disaster that happened. Okay? They can say what they want on the radio, on the TV, that you had a pact with the devil 2,000 years ago and this and that. Whatever it is. Okay? There is natural disasters that come into the world. We have to overcome it. My first order of business is, and I have to do it, because I am a Catholic, but I am also an ecumenist, and I work with everyone. And I will say this, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With that said, this week, we are going to have a new artist on our show, Father Stan Fortuna. He is a Spanish priest from the South Bronx who raps and does hip-hop soul. So you're going to hear some of his tracks. My first thing I'm going to do, and it's all love, baby. It's all love. Sky's the limit. Sky's the limit is a reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 62, verse 1 through 5. For Zion's sake, I will not be silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet until her vindication shines forth like the dawn and her victory like a burning torch. Nations shall behold your vindication and all the kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, pronounced by the mouth of the Lord. You shall be a glorious crown in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem held by your God. No more shall people call you forsaken or your land desolate. But you shall be called my delight, and your land espoused. For the Lord delights in you, and makes your land his spouse. A young man marries a virgin, your builder marry shall marry you. And as a bridegroom rejoice in his bride, so shall your God rejoice in you. Rejoice in you. Now listen, tomorrow is a real big day. Okay? A real big day. And I'm going to tell you why it's a big day. Because Martin Luther King, okay, was one of the greatest men that ever lived. He wanted peace. He wanted equality amongst us. So I have to play this track right now, and it's going to be coming on. And it's coming on from PK. I had a dream.
I have a dream that someday every valley shall be exalted. Every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain. And the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together.
I had a dream. My pops preaching to the nation. Millions of souls claiming salvation. My mother taught women how to be wives. Don't stand behind your man, right on his side. My wife taught girls how to be ladies. Highly esteem yourself from a seed to a daisy. My children just spreading good news. Rebuking spirits, witchcraft and abuse. Preachers held higher than precedent. Standing ovation when accepting the edifice. Young people just living for the Lord. In school, not ashamed. Throwing up their swords. Being a virgin was popular to marriage. Satan zapped you, eat the spirit you savage. And pastors were the true role models. And robbed the church or drank the bottle. I had a dream. Church had 100% tithing, no backbiting, no backsliding, no jealousy, no more envy. If I made a mistake, they won't condemn me. New Year's Eve, a born again parade, millions of us screaming, now Jesus saved. Jesus' name, we preach with authority, physically, spiritually, no more poverty. We follow Christ just like disciples. Nothing had more value than my Bible. The anointing was the most wanted thing, and Jesus Christ was the most wanted king. I had a dream. And still go to hell. Believe me, that sin ain't hard to tell. Get right, church, and let's go home. The King of Kings is on his throne. It's time to get life while we got life. So the lifesaver can change your life. It's your life and it's your choice. And I got one mic and I got one voice. And I'ma let it be known that this is the way. Choose who you're gonna serve on this day. I'ma preach this until I stop breathing. Don't mind me, I'm just king.
Martin Luther King, you really did make a difference. And then you're not here anymore, you know, but you did make a difference. Second reading I want to get to, and remember people, sky is the limit. It is all good, it is all love, it is all love. I want to announce that in the church today, the Catholic Church, this week is Christian Unity Week. So we're having a Christian Unity celebration at the Zion Lutheran Church, January 20th, 2010. Music will be at 7 p.m. Worship will be at 7:30. It is on Watchog Avenue. You can also call the Staten Island Council of Churches, 2187 Victory Boulevard, 718-761-6782. I want to get into a second reading. This is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 through 11. A reading from St. Paul, first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God, who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. To one is given through the Spirit the expression of wisdom. To another, the expression of knowledge. According to the same Spirit, to another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, mighty deeds. To another, prophecy. To another, discernment of spirit. To another, variety of tongues. To another, interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit produces all of these, distributing them individually to each person as he wishes. What that means is that you all have a gift. You all have a gift. If you have been baptized, I don't care if you're Catholic, Christian, born again Christian, Protestant, Baptist, we are all united through baptism. Okay? And I want to get into something else because this needs to be said. And this is out of the catechism. The church is one holy Catholic and apostolic church. Why is the church one? Here is your answer. The church is one because she has her source and exemplar, the unity of the Trinity of the persons in one God. As our founder and head, Jesus Christ reestablished the unity of all people in one body. As her soul, the Holy Spirit unites all the faithful in communion with Christ. The church has but one faith, one sacramental life, one apostolic succession, one common hope, and one and the same charity. And then the second question is, how are non-Catholic Christians to be considered? In the churches and communities which are separated, full communion with the Catholic Church, many elements of sanctification and truth can be found. All of these blessings come from Christ and lead to Catholic unity. Members of these churches and communities are incorporated into Christ by baptism, so we recognize them as brothers. Okay? When everything went down with Haiti, tell me if I'm wrong, but who was the first to get on TV and talk about donations and prayers? It was a Catholic priest in Brooklyn on New York One News preaching the good news and asking for charities. So find the charity that suits you and donate. If it's a dollar, if it's 50 cents. I got $1.35 in my pocket, and I'll take 35 cents and donate it if I have to. You understand? We have to pray for the people of Haiti. They need us more than ever. Okay? We're now going to get into Mr. Father Stan, okay? And the name of this track, okay, is called Dame Toulouse, Give Me Your Light. He's a Spanish priest from the South Bronx, a Catholic priest.
Abuso en todo el mundo, el dolor que siento, Señor, es muy profundo. Todas estas cosas se reflejan en mi alma, Jesús, será dada que la luz de la cruz trae calma. Levántame, enséñame, instruyeme, Señor, porque si tú lo ves, the price I pay to live this way, day by day, when I can't pray, eres mi rey, ilumíname, dame tu espíritu, sálvame, tu corazón es grande, óyeme. En el cielo, todo lo que digo, en mí lo siento, y hasta la muerte te seguiré sirviendo. Siéntame, oye, mi gente.
Fortuna. All proceeds of the sale of his CD is Sister Franciscan Friars and Sisters of the Renewal in the hands-on work with the poor. I want to read this because this is his dedication on his album, and it's to my hero, Pope John Paul II. These are his words, not mine. We face problems today in passing on the gospel message in our world, mainly because our contemporaries are immersed in cultural contexts that are often alien to an interior or spiritual dimension, or live in situations in which a materialist outlook prevails. More than any other historical period, one must point to a break in the process of transmission of moral and religious values between generations, which leads us to the kind of antagonism between the church and the contemporary world. Attention to the culture enables us to enter into the hearts of those who speak with us. There is no better way to communicate and evangelize. Among the great obstacles today are difficulties that family and teachers have to face in struggling to pass on to the younger generations the human, moral, and spiritual values that will enable them to be men and women who will live worthy of their dignity as persons and in their involvement in society. In every age, there are men and women with apostolic courage knew how to make the truth shine forth. The same attitude is needed today. Well, I'll get into it right now to you. There's 10 things that make a great Christian dad. 1, keep the Holy Lord's Day and all those other days, Exodus 28. 2, teach your children faith. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad, for teaching me faith. Don't forget forgiveness. Don't forget forgiveness. 4, give and let give. Proverbs 28, verse 27. Play and have fun. Luke 18, verses 16, 17. 6, get caught praying. Get caught praying by your children. Ain't nothing wrong with that. My son catches me every day. I'm praying like 6-7 times a day. It's all good here. It's all love. Sky's the limit. I ain't trusting my life in Jesus. Some people don't like it. Some people do. God bless you. I pray for you. I pray for everyone. Get caught praying. Luke, that's from chapter 11, verse 1. Number 7, be Mr. Doesn't Know It All. Psalm 139, verses 5 through 7. Number 8, might is right. 2 Corinthians 13, verses 7 and 8. Number 9, let it shine, let it shine. Matthew 14 through 16. Make sure you tell your kids you're proud of them when they get an A in class, when they're doing well in school. And number 10, tradition. Follow tradition. Today I made macaronis. At 2 o'clock, may I sit at the table and eat, just like my father did when I was younger. Well, I guess I'm becoming like you, Dad, after all these years. You know? And Mom, you prayed for me all these years, and I guess it worked. And my grandmother up in heaven, I go see her every day. Well, not every day, but once a week, maybe twice a month. And I talk to her. You know, I really do. I talk to her, and she makes me feel better. You know, and I want to read something. Because this week, somebody wrote something to me on Facebook, and it was really inspiring to me. Because she felt like, you know, I was in her thoughts, and she said, you know, read Proverbs 14. So I'm going to read it to you. And it's about the wisdom, the folly, and the prudence. Wisdom builds her house, but folly tears hers down with her own hands. He who walks uprightly fears the Lord, but he who is devious in his ways spurns him. In the mouth of a fool is a rod for his back, but the lips of the wise preserve them. Where there are no oxen, the crib remains empty, but the large crops come through the strength of the bull. The truthful witness does not lie, but a false witness utters lies. A senseless man seeks in vain for wisdom, but knowledge is easy to the man of intelligence. To avoid a foolish man, take steps, but knowing lips one meets with by surprise. The shrewd man's wisdom gives him knowledge of his way, but the folly of fools is the deception. Guilt lodges in the tents of the arrogant, but the favor in the house of the just. The heart knows its own bitterness, and in its joy no one else shares. The house of the wicked will be destroyed, but the tent of the upright will flourish. Sometimes a way seems right to a man, but the end of it leads to death. Even in laughter, the heart may be sad, and in the end, the joy may be sorrow. The scoundrel suffers the consequences of his ways. The good man reaps the fruits of his path. The simpleton believes everything, but the shrewd man measures his steps. The wise man is cautious and shuns evil. The fool is reckless and sure of himself. The quick-tempered man makes a fool of himself. But the prudent man is at peace. The adornment of simpleton is folly, but the shrewd man gains the crown of knowledge. Evil men must bow down before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the just. Even by his neighbor, the poor man is hated, but the friends of the rich are many. He who despises the hungry, but happy is he who is kind to the poor. Do not those who plot evil go astray, but those intent on good kind gain kindness and consistency. In all labor there is profit, but mere talk tends only to penury. The crown of the wise is resourcefulness. The diadem of fools is folly. The truthful witness saves lives, but he who utters lies is a betrayer. In the fear of the Lord is a strong defense. Even for one's children, he will be a refuge. The fear of the Lord is the fountain of life, that a man may avoid the snares of death. In many subjects lies the glory of the king, but his people are few. It is the prince's ruin. The patient man shows much good sense, but the quick-tempered man displays folly at its height. A tranquil mind gives life to the body, but jealousy rots the bones. He who oppresses the poor blasphemy his maker, but he who is kind to the needy glorifies him. The wicked man is overthrown by his wickedness, but the just man finds a refuge in his honesty. In the heart of the intelligent wisdom abides, but in the bosom of the fool it is unknown. Virtue exalts a nation, but sin is a people's disgrace. The king favors the intelligent servant, but the worthless one incurs his wrath. In other words, I pray for my enemies, but may God bring wrath upon you if you bring wrath upon me. I'll turn the other cheek. I'm a lover, I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover, I'm not a fighter. And I just want to go into one more thing, and then we're going to get into another track, because I have to, okay? And I just want to say it, and I have to say it, and it's the first words of the Bible, and I'm going to say it, and I'm going to say it with pride, and I am going to say it lovely. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was formless and wasteland, and darkness covered the abyss, while a mighty wind swept over the wind, and then God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw how good the light was. Then God separated light from the darkness. He called the light day, and the darkness he called night. Thus evening came, morning followed, the first day. Let there be light. Is there light in your life? Well, there's light in my life. There's light in my child's life. There's light in my other son's life. There's light in my family's life. There's light in my friend's life. And I really pray and hope that there's light in my enemy's life. And what I mean by enemies, I don't mean that. I just mean people that, you know, think that we came from monkeys and, you know, we're evolution. And, you know, listen, God created everything. The sun, the moon, the stars, the planets. And that's the real reason why there is science. And maybe there would be a cure if there was a scientist that was a believer. Maybe you would find a cure for cancer. But you got atheists trying to find cures for cancer. So you're never going to find a cure for cancer when you got someone that doesn't even believe that God exists. Okay? I'm now going to get into another track from my man PK. He's the man. Let's bring it up. PK.
The realest thing my savior did for me is that he died for me.
Real, real, Jesus is real to me.
Winning it, start living it. Pick up your cross and put down your cigarette. I know you're sick of it, the liquor, the coke on you. God's in it and get destroyed and yoke. My pops taught me marriage for grown folk. A furnace me in Christ's middle of the smoke. I'm a firefighter in a fiery trial. Middle of the flames, I can see Christ smile. Try and walk a mile in the man of God's shoes. Get this anointing, pay man of God's dues. Excuse my iniquity, I'm not even worthy. Don't lay hands with the spirit. Rip man dirty. We all fall, that's no excuse. You dancing with the devil, drinking sin and juice. Known as a threat to the kingdom of Satan. Demons know which kingdom you face.
Real, real, Jesus is real to me.
My doctrine's
not mine, this is that sent me. Satan can't beat me, all he do is tempt me. Without Christ, I'm empty, nothing at all. For money, y'all are give up rights like Esau. That's why we fall, we're not living it. Your mind is the doorway to your spirit. When Jesus knocked, open and receive him. He rewards those that diligently seek him. Mighty man of valor, Holy Ghost power. Lord, anoint me with a spiritual shower. Now is the hour, time to come to Christ. Bring down the walls of Jericho in your life. Paul almost got a gripper to be a Christian. Still saved even after benediction. Face affliction, I'm in the hand of God. Reincarnation came back a man of God. Between heaven and hell, Christ got holes in his hand from the nails. Out of spiritual jail, got new liberty. Can't preach your mind filled with iniquity. Sin in the ministry, God coming back. They high off iniquity like spiritual crack. I'm like Abel, around 10 killer games. Pastors get hurt, but they never show the pain. Making it plain, singing in the rain. Wondering, is my living in vain? Let me explain, these trials make you just be it baptized. Don't save you. The world hates you. The world hates Christ. Through his death, he gave me life. I preach truth and they don't understand. By the grace of God, I am what I am.
Real, real, Jesus is real to me.
Listen, it is all good. It is all love. Sky is the limit. Don't run from the cross. Run to it. Because let me explain this to you. I'll put it in the best possible way I can without fumbling words. Jesus gave up his life for us so that we can sin and sin and sin and seek redemption. So put your life in perspective and look at it as this. You will go through trials and tribulations. You are suffering like he did. But you also have a chance to redeem yourself. You have a chance to redeem yourself in the Lord and follow the path. And that doesn't mean it's going to be all glorious after that, after you become reborn. Because I've been reborn. Pino Pesci is dead. Dead. Gone. Michael Anthony Oliva lives on. You call me that on the street, I'm not even going to answer it because I don't know that name. That name is over. You understand? I have to read something because every time I open the Bible, it opens up to this page. So I have to read it. It comes out of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 through 6. And it's St. Paul's defense of his ministry. And this is my defense of my ministry, Soldiers of Christ. Accusation of the weakness. Now I myself, Paul, urge you through the gentleness and the clemency of Christ, I who am humble when face to face with you, but brave toward you when absent, I beg that when present, I may not have to be brave with that confidence, which I intend to act boldly against some who consider us as act according to the flesh. For although we are in the flesh, we do not battle according to the flesh. For weapons of our battle are not of flesh, but are enormously powerful, capable of destroying fortresses. We destroy arguments and every pretension raising itself against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive in the obedience to Christ. And we are ready to punish every disobedience once your obedience is complete. I don't know, it just kept popping up and I had to read it. But you know, we mix it up. We got to get back into some, a little more music. You know, we're going to get back into Father Stan. We're going to get back into, and this next track is called Libre. Libre. which means freedom. Libre. Father Stan Fortuna from the South Bronx, Catholic priest. God bless him. He's definitely a soldier of Christ. And I really hope all of you come and join us in this battle. This battle of being better people. Picking up litter. Giving some money to the poor. You got old sheets, old clothes. Donate to Haiti. Find the place that fits you right. Find the place that fits you right. That's what you got to do. If it's a Catholic church, if it's a Christian church, a Protestant church, a Methodist church, whatever it is, it is. You understand? That's the way it's got to be, man. The only way we're over going to, all of us are all going to overcome is with harmony and peace. Greet your neighbor. You know, I live in New York, and it's tough out here. You know, I went down to Florida, and everyone says, good morning, how you doing? Over here, it's like you say good morning to somebody, they think you're weird. But hey, you know what it is, what it is. It's all good. It's all love. Sky's the limit. Sky's the limit for each and every one of you. You were created by God. You were created by God. He gave you a gift. If your gift is to sell insurance, if your gift is to preach, if your gift is to be a salesman, if your gift is to be a beautician, if your gift is to model, if your gift is to act, if your gift is to just be a mom and take care of two daughters at home, okay, then that's what it is. You know, I went down a lot of paths, and it led me to this one, and I'm happy to be here. I really am. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be alive. I'm happy to have a son. I'm trying to get him to get on the radio. He's in the other room. He's sneaking around because he wanted to say God bless the world, but I think he's a little shy. So, little Anthony. And Jonathan, if you're out there, I love you, baby boy. My firstborn's birthday came through. My producers, you got to love them over there. I asked them for Father Stan's track number 4, and they ain't playing it yet, but it's all good. I could keep talking. I want to share something. Well, I think they're getting into the track. And then I'm going to get into something from Joe Olstein. Who's in?
Oh, my beloved world, you have given me so much and yet so little. Always offering an answer to my questions. Always with a comeback for where I come from. And yet here I stand, still full of questions of self, for your responses, my world, have been an unread subscription that lingers on the coffee table with images that grab, but your answers do not fill. So I just want to say, yo soy libre, because I have been freed by the great I am. For I am as the cobblestone of the grand concourse that call out from breaks in the asphalt. What was once suffocating from sinful tar and stony heart has been freed from the heat of grace. I now see through the melting pot holes. And now by my presence I call out to the world that this land on the surface is not all there is or was. Yo soy libre, porque él me ha liberado.
Libre!
I am Caravaggio, spray painted on a Spanish Harlem wall. The beauty is unquestionable, and it calls out to all, but some choose to dismiss it as medieval graffiti, chaining themselves up with the fetters of false ideologies, worshipping the beauty of creation, while executing in their hearts the Creator who has freed me. Yo soy libre, porque él me ha liberado.
Libre!
I am one who stands in awe of the martyrs, but my tastes have changed. For once my heroes were Pancho Villa, Che, and Trotsky. For these died for what they believed. But man cannot find his end in himself. I too have envied the rich, wishing it were I instead of they. For these live for what they achieved or received. But man cannot be his own measure. So I have traded in the rhetoric of empowerment for the contradiction of the cross. And now I know what freedom is. Yo soy libre, porque él me ha liberado.
Libre!
For what the Lord has kept from the
the wise and the learned, he has revealed to mere children that one must lose his life in order to gain it. Now my heroes are a wrinkled blue and white flower from Calcutta, a bishop of a war-torn land killed for preaching peace, and a man who goes throughout the world clothed in white saying, do not be afraid, Lord. Help me not to be afraid. Lord, I need you to help me to not to be afraid. Porque yo soy libre. Tú me has liberado. Libre.
Wow. Great track right there. I gotta say this to you. This is from Pope John Paul II. If peace is to reign in your hearts, you must be willing to forgive, to forgive completely and sincerely. No community can survive without forgiveness. No family can live in harmony. No friendship can endure without repeated forgiveness. So I will say this prayer. Oh Lord, it can be so difficult for to forgive. May me dwell upon how much you have forgiven me, so I may remember how much I should be willing to forgive others.
See the world through the eyes of a modern day disciple. Impact through your flesh like a rifle. Jesus on beat, lyrical revival. Holy hands holding the Holy Bible. Go to war with demons, spiritual survival. Weapons ain't carnal, that's suicidal. I still read the Bible, Christ still an idol. Nothing changed, born again, still a title. To whom much is given, much is required. Rebuke gay demons, all for the choir. Jesus' name, preach, Holy Ghost fire. 1-800 preachers, kid for hire. Let's go higher, reach the Messiah, Lord and Savior, the one I admire, the one giving out the Jesus saints flyers. Won't stop preaching till I retire. Give up his Hennessy and drop to his knees like a seminarian. Now he praying for all his enemies. He walking in his Christian destiny. I'm here preaching life to those in tombs. John the Baptist, Holy Ghost from the womb. Christ, what we speak, strengthen the weak. Don't receive us, shake dust off our feet. Preach on beats, just spread the good news. Feeding your spirit, giving you soul food. Don't trust in man, trust in God. Point the mic at people like Moses' rod. Satan's like a lion, but he can't harm me. Body of Christ, salvation army. Anti-Christ, I'm anti-world. Share the word of God, my lifetime dream. Armor bear for the great King of Kings. God hates six things, seven abomination. Tears amongst the wheat inside the congregation. No intimidation, shadows of death. Fear the evil preach if it's just me left. My last breath, praise Christ, the life giver. Enlarge yourself daily, hell getting bigger. Satan say stuff that'll make your soul shiver. Elijah healed the water inside the Jordan River. For real, it's by his stripes I'm healed. Too hard to kill. Holy blood spill. Holding up my shield. Salvation still. Superman, Jesus Christ, the man is still. sin.
I gotta tell you, well, I got a special guest here with me, Anthony Raphael, Antonio Raphael Oliva, my son. He wants to say something, so I'm gonna let him say it.
Peace to the world.
Well, there you go. Peace to the world. An 8-year-old. Peace to the world. I'm gonna give you one more reading, and this is from the Gospel, the Holy Gospel according to St. John. There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited into the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine, without knowing where it came from, although the servers who had drawn it knew the water, knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this as is the beginning of the signs of Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. You know, people take that in a different way. You know, they could say, however way, this is the first of the 7 signs in John's Gospel. Basically just says right there that, you know, Jesus turned water to wine. Today I was in church and the pastor said, that our body's made up of 92% of water. So, listen, sky's the limit. It is all love. It's all love. Wherever I go, it's all love. It's all good. And I say it all, and I'll say it again. Soul of Christ, sanctify me. Make me a saint. Show me how to rid myself of traits of character that annoy others, that make the lives of those about me miserable. Help me to break the hardened shell within selfishness hides, which renders me insensible to needs of others. May I become great enough to become a servant of both rich and poor. May I grow strong in virtue, so as to sustain the weak and encourage the weary. May my heart increase its power to love, so as to be able to minister kindness to the timid and mercy to the wayward. I may honor to bring cheer to all of fellow men on the long and sometimes rigid road of life. You're going to go through a lot in your life. You know, you could choose to ignore it. You know, I met a guy a couple of years ago. A year ago. And he told me, he says, you know, he was from the army. He said, there ain't no atheist in the foxhole. He made me laugh. I said, there ain't no atheist in the foxhole. He said, there ain't no atheist in the foxhole. They sure were praying to Jesus when they were bombing. I'll tell you that. And today, January 17th, we have a reflection. This is from Pope John Paul II. Attaining happiness requires a vigorous personal assessinism, which function is to bring order into the human person. It is a tragic lie to teach people that happiness can or even should be reached by abandoning oneself to the inclinations of instinct without any self-denial. Basically, what that means is if you think you can make it happen from you first, sorry, you're wrong. I'm telling you now, you're wrong. Put your faith in Jesus, and everything else falls into place. We all make mistakes. We're not perfect. Okay? We're not perfect. And the prayer today would say, "Oh Lord, St. Anthony the Abbot traveled out into the desert in order to learn the ways of self-denial. May I too find the desert in my life and learn from you." I will learn from you. Okay? Now, I say this with grace and glory. PK, You are my man. You want to make donations? Make donations to St. Charles Roman Catholic Church. Make donations to the Victory Church. Okay? But this is to the people that don't believe. I pray for you. This is for faith.
I'm in the library with 66 books. I got a song that got 66 hooks. And when I got saved, I got 66 books. You in Hell's Kitchen, 66 cooks. Can't steal my tray with 66 cooks. Let's have revival, 66 days. Cast demons out of 66 days. So blessed, I got 66 favors. World priesthood, 66 waiters. 66 rhymes, 66 lines. Download this song 66 times. Listen, this for 66 Christians. Don't let Satan move you out position. No matter the condition, we not flinching. Fishing for souls, that's our mission.
The world hate me, but you can't stop me. Persecute me, but you can't stop me. Slander my name, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me. Bring up my past, but you can't stop me. Might slow me down, but you can't stop me. Stop my money, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me.
Spiritual warfare, keep your doors locked. We outside rebuking witches and warlocks. There is a savior, but no blocks like the pit bull in the spirit, my jaws locked. Soul food needed now for all flocks. Watch your spirit, man, and change your door locks. My Bible crack when I hear the door knock. Please, Jesus, saves until the war stops. Holy Ghost party, fam, it don't stop. Think this is hell, I know a place more hot. The sake of peace, Abraham will leave Lot. Giving out tracks in front of your weed spots. Power in Jesus' name, don't need cops. Just in his presence to make your knees drop. Devil and his demons hoping I would stop. But the church need a revival like Woodstock.
The world hate me, but you can't stop me. Persecute me, but you can't stop me. Slander my name, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me. Bring up my past, but you can't stop me. Might slow me down, but you can't stop me. Stop my money, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me.
I wish somebody else would catch on fire. Crucify flesh, biblical barbed wire. Devil, you a liar, bow to Messiah. Old armor, God, spiritual attire. Jesus Christ, the one I admire. In my life, I had to kill Messiah. Let's go higher, up Jacob's ladder. Let God arise and my enemies scatter. Christ ain't dead, he been out the tomb. Jacob and Esau, fought in the womb. Listen, I'm a born again Christian. Count it all joy in my affliction. God is faithful, so he don't lie. Satan can't repent, so he don't try. We walk by faith, don't need no eyes. Crucify Christ, but he don't die.
The world hate me, but you can't stop me. Persecute me, but you can't stop me. Slander my name, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me. Bring up my past, but you can't stop me. Might slow me down, but you can't stop me. Stop my money, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me. The world hate me, but you can't stop me. Persecute me, but you can't stop me.
Sky is the limit. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be sons of God. Matthew 5:9. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace, loving, considerate, submission, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise harvest of righteousness. James 3, verse 17, 18. And this is from Joel Osteen, a non-denominational Christian. Like I said, I am Catholic, very proud of it. But I am friends with a Baptist. My best friend is a born-again Christian. We talk. I have friends that are Jewish. I have friends that are atheists. It is what it is. To each his own. Here's a prayer for today. Joel Osteen, he's good. Developing better relationships. Father, only you can change people. Only you can make a new work of a human being. Please help me to honor you by leaving the changing to you and concentrating on forgiving others. Teach me how to do my part and to keep strife out of my relationships. Amen. And his takeaway truth says this: peace starts with me. I will commit myself to making the first move whenever I've been at odds with another person. That means if I'm wrong or if I'm right. Now, I know we're coming to an end. I got no one behind me. But we're going to get into another track from PK. I want to get into track I Had a Dream, Martin Luther King. You know, tomorrow's his birthday. And if you're prejudiced, you're racist, you're this, you're that, then you ain't a Christian. It's the bottom line. Sorry to tell you. So you could go on, go to church, do what you want to do. You want to say the N-word, you're white. You're not a Christian. And I'm telling you. I'm calling you out and telling you. You ain't a Christian. You know what I mean? It is what it is. You may think you are, but in Jesus' eyes, you ain't. Because in my church, Jesus ain't white. Jesus ain't black. Jesus is what you make him.
I have a dream that someday every valley shall be exalted. Every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain. And the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together.
Dream of pops, preaching to the nation, millions of souls, claiming salvation. My mother taught women how to be wives, don't stand behind your man, right on his side. My wife taught girls how to be ladies, highly esteem yourself, from a seed to a daisy. My children, just spreading good news, rebuking spirits, witchcraft and abuse. Preachers held higher than presidents, standing ovation, when accepting the edifice. Young people, just living for the Lord. In school, not ashamed, throwing up their swords. Being a virgin was popular to marriage. Satan zapped you, he's a spiritual savage. And pastors were the true role models. And robbed the church or drank the bottle. I had a dream. Church had 100% tithing, no backbiting, no backsliding, no jealousy, no more envy. If I made a mistake, they won't condemn me. New Year's Eve, a born again parade, millions of us screaming, now Jesus saved. Jesus' name, we preach with authority, physically, spiritually, no more poverty. We follow Christ just like disciples, nothing had more value than my Bible. The anointing was the most wanted thing, and Jesus Christ was the most wanted king. I had a dream.
World, let's be good to people. You know, lend a helping hand. Someone needs help. You see someone on the side of the road, you help them out. You know, raise your kids the right way you want to raise them. That's the key. You have to raise the kids the right way. You know, and I mean, I got one thing to say, and I'm going to say it. It's the prayer to the Blessed Trinity. The Father is my hope. The Son is my refuge. The Holy Spirit is my protector. Glory to the Holy and Undivided Trinity, now and forever. Let us praise the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us bless and exalt God above all forever. Almighty and everlasting God, to whom we owe the grace of professing the true faith, grant that while acknowledging the glory of eternal Trinity, adoring its unity, we may through your majestic power be confirmed in this faith and defended against all adversities through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. I want to say thank you to everyone. I want to say thank you to Don over at BBS because he really became a good friend of mine. I also want to send my prayers out to Monsignor Bergen. Get that voice back. We need you back in church. You know what I mean? And Father Anthony, you became one of my best friends over there at St. Charles. We sit there, we talk, we take walks, you know, and you're a good man. You really are. To my mother, I love you. To my father, I love you. To my sisters, I love you. To my nephews and nieces, I love you. To John, I love you. And to everybody on Facebook who shows me support and who don't show me support, I love you all. It's all good. God bless. Sky's the limit. Don't forget it. Don't run from the cross. Run to it. And remember, if you ever open the Bible, go pick a Bible, read a Bible. Pretty much every Bible's the same. The only difference is in the Catholic Bible, there's 7 books in the Old Testament that are in it. And in some other Bibles, there are only 66 books. But the New Testament is pretty much all the same. So you pretty much get the same thing out of each Bible. I personally read the New American Bible. But that's my prerogative. I'm not telling you to read something else. You read what you want. If you're feeling me, if you're not feeling me, whatever, find the church that fits you. That's all I could say to you. But today, my week of my church, the Catholic Church, is Christian unity. So let's all unite. Christians, non-Christians, let's unite. Please. And one last thing before I get off this air. I pray for the people of Haiti that the Holy Spirit guides them through this tremendous adversity that they have gone through. My prayers are with you. God bless. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, I am out. God bless and good night. May I give you a restful and restoring sleep. Peace.